In the third place, property makes its owner feel that he ought to do something to it. Yet he isn't sure what. A restlessness comes over him, a vague sense that he has a personality to express, the same sense which, without any vagueness, leads the artist to an act of creation. Sometimes I think I will cut down such trees as remain in the wood. At other times I want to fill up the gaps between them with new trees. Both impulses are pretentious and empty. They are not honest movements towards money-making or beauty. They spring from a foolish desire to express myself and from an inability to enjoy what I have got. Creation, property, enjoyment form a sinister trinity in the human mind. Creation and enjoyment are both very, very good, yet they are often unattainable without a material basis. And at such moments, property pushes itself in as a substitute, saying, "Accept me instead. I'm good enough for all three." It is not enough. It is, as Shakespeare said of lust, the expensive spirit in a waste of shame. It is, before a joy proposed, behind a dream. Yet we don't know how to shun it. It is forced on us by our economic system as the alternative to starvation. It is also forced on us by an internal defect in the soul, by the feeling that in property may lie the germs of self-development and of exquisite or heroic deeds. Our life on earth is and ought to be material and carnal, but we have not yet learned to manage our materialism and carnality properly. They are still entangled with the desire for ownership, where, in the words of Dante, possession is one with loss. And this brings us to our fourth and final point, the blackberries.